And it's also the mindset. I'm not going to stand in that space of breast cancer. I want people to thrive and be warriors. And it's the same way with Daisy Camp. Jennifer took her experience and said, I don't want anyone to have to go through this again. I want to empower people.
Welcome to the Daisy Camp podcast. Daisy Camp is a woman's nonprofit resource for education and empowerment before, during, and after her divorce. It's our mission to be that safe place for you to get support and reliable information that you'll need to grow into your ever-expanding life. Hi, welcome back to the Daisy Camp podcast. My name is Emily John. I'm your host, and I'm here with Lisa Trazier. And Lisa is our guest today. I'm so excited because it's a very timely podcast. We're in the month of October right now, and Lisa is a breast cancer survivor, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we're going to talk a little bit to Lisa about her experience with Daisy Camp and then also her experience with that process of breast cancer. So hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Really glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. It's such a pleasure to meet you and to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your experience going through Daisy Camp. What year was it?
Okay, so it was in 2006 that I actually went through Daisy Camp. And I think Jennifer started it, I think maybe a year before. I'm not 100% sure, but I know we were talking about that earlier today, and it was 2006. So how did I get there? Well, it was time to not be in this marriage anymore. So,
right.
It was tough.
And how did you find Daisy Camp? Like, did somebody refer you or?
Yeah, it's all about timing to me when these things pop up. If a friend shares it or you see it on a bulletin board or, you know, somewhere, it's the timing was absolutely perfect. And I had actually run into Jennifer, who had just been through her divorce and
had just started the whole camp.
Yeah. And she just said, I think you need to come to this. And I thought, wow, I don't know about that. I really had been raising kids and I'd lost myself in the marriage and raising kids. And so for me to do something like this was uncomfortable and scary.
Yep.
And it would be doing it for me, which actually in hindsight was the best thing I ever did.
Oh, that's wonderful. But of course at the time, what was the impetus that got you there then? Were you just like, I just have all these questions, or was it more like I need support?
It was both. It was both. I mean, I knew, you know, I had best friends that supported me. Mm-hmm. However, you know, they only want to hear that about it so much, you know? I mean, it's not exactly something that's exciting to talk about. So I had this support, but I really needed people that wanted to share their story or that were going through the same thing, maybe a different story, but the same situation, which was divorce, whether, you know, maybe a different reason, but still all have that same thread of going through this breakup.
Yeah. And did you find that did it help kind of neutralize like what you were feeling and maybe feeling like, why is this just happening to me kind of a thing?
Yes.
Then you can find that other people are experiencing similar or not so similar situations, and it helps neutralize
your experience. Absolutely. What I was really blown away with when I went to the camp that morning is when she had everything waiting for us at our spot, and there were people there that were in hiding. I mean, this is not just for, you know, the person who's, you know, living in suburbia. I mean, this is valuable information, and empowering, and, people always have a worse story than your own. I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
And there's something about seeing everybody who showed up and being courageous.
Yeah.
Cause it's scary.
Yeah.
Most of us that attended did not, you know, share it with our husbands that we were going to this camp to learn how to divorce you. So, sure. I mean, it was, okay, set my kids up somewhere and then I have my own story and I've got my friends to back me up because it was a whole day.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I couldn't imagine. Like,
but you know, it.
And what did you walk out of there thinking? Like, were you excited that like, were you scared? Were you, you know?
I think the best part was that I didn't feel alone anymore. I felt empowered, and I could also take that step back and look at how little and terrible I had felt. Because it's all in your head all day long. You know, when is this going to happen? How am I going to do this? I'm a stay-at-home mom. How is this going to affect me? Am I going to be poor and on the streets? I mean, you just... The fear. And so there was a lot of empowerment through listening to the different speakers. Some resonated more with me at the time. Mm-hmm. Just learning how to take care of myself with breathing. So she has the wellness piece. She has the finance piece. She has the so many different areas. I mean, it affects so many areas.
Yeah.
Including, you know, if you have kids and the families and the breaking up of the families and oh boy. There's just a lot.
Yeah. And if you don't mind sharing, at the time, how old were your kids? And
they were 9 and 6 years old, two daughters. And boy, I mean, my biggest concern back then was not about me. It was about my kids and how it was going to affect them. Mm-hmm. And I also learned that, you know, in order to be effective and, you know, raise my daughters, I needed to be healthy too. And so I needed to look at myself, and there were a lot of opportunities to do that. So it was great.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And do you talk about Daisy Camp now to, you know, say the woman you were 10 years ago, 15 years ago that are just starting this process?
I have. And Jennifer has been, you know, so kind and has asked me back to speak a few times. And it's always a nice reflection for myself. And when I stand up there, I remember that I was one of them and I can really empathize with what they're going through. And I also can also share with them that where you are today sitting there isn't where you're going to be in 5 years. You're going to look back and go, wow. I mean, I did that. Something maybe you didn't think you could do.
Yeah.
It's been very empowering that way. And to also, you know, the daisies is for your ever expanding life. And so it is one of those things that you just keep sharing and you keep seeing that you grow. And, you know, how I felt about my ex-husband or when I was getting the divorce and where I am and where I was this last time I spoke was completely different.
Wow.
Yeah. There was forgiveness. There was compassion. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately he passed away, but there was that, you don't even anticipate that when you're, I mean, the things that you don't know that may show up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool to, you know, you may have wished he was dead when you were going through this, and you don't really mean that, but I mean, and maybe you do, I don't know, but I certainly had seen how much I'd grown and then how there is this process of forgiveness and that, you know, we didn't get together to get divorced and that, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out. And, there were a lot of lessons through it. That's for sure.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it really was. You know, some people now today are, you know, end up being best friends. I mean, it's really interesting of how these relationships, they can't live together, but they're best friends. They can't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't ever know
what it might turn out to be.
Yeah. Where that path is going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so don't keep thinking it's just this one path because it will, it's life and it's going to take you in different directions.
And maybe that's a good segue to say that your path then took you into this diagnosis of breast cancer.
Yes. Oh, and my gosh.
What, like, tell me a little bit of the situation. Yeah. What? How old were you? What year was it?
Okay, I'll tell you how old I was. But
or you can give me a general.
No, I'm good. I was 45 when I was diagnosed in 2006. So it will be... I'm coming up on my 6 year celebration. I found out right before the holidays, or Christmas. So that was tough.
Yeah.
What I can say is that my mom's a breast cancer survivor. And so right off the bat, I was somebody who was going in every year and having my, my exam, breast exam. And from November of 2005 to December 2006, so like 13 months maybe, I was diagnosed with stage 3.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, that little lump that they looked at the year before and thought, nope, it's just a clogged duct or something, you know, in that time had already, I mean, mine was HER2 negative. So it's estrogen based and sugar. It loves sugar and estrogen. And so it feeds off that.
Okay.
And very, very aggressive kind of cancer. So I, it's kind of like divorce. Oh shit. I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's okay. Now what? And then it's, you know, there's sadness, there's grief, there's, this isn't fair. This is, you know, there's all those, you know, struggles. And I, you know, so it's like divorce. There, once you, you know, get with people who have been there and can help you navigate, you realize it's a process. It is a process. It's not just, okay, you know, quick, go do your chemo and then you go do the, I mean, it's, there's a process to this. And there's also a mindset.
Oh, sure.
That has to happen.
And some shifts, I would imagine.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big shifts. Lots of shifts there. Humbled, you know, worried about hair and makeup and clothes and all these things prior to that. I mean, just because you want to look good. But, and then, you know, going through those stages of having your hair cut and them telling you that after your, you know, first round of chemo, you're going to lose your hair. And yep, you do. And yep, you cry.
Yeah.
And it's just really humbling. And I'm very, very grateful for the people that entered my life at the time. It was another pack of people that I didn't know back when I was going through my divorce and along the way would show up, you know, and be there. I know.
Yeah.
It's really a powerful thing. And I've, so I had a double mastectomy. So they said, okay, this is aggressive. We got to do it now. So I said, okay, let's do this. So it was that fight flight, which I know some people in divorce feel like, okay, I got to grin and bear this and get into your fight mode, flight mode, whatever. And that was what this was like. And double mastectomy in January of 2007 and radiation and chemo. And, you know, I think it was end of August, I was done with my treatments.
Okay.
And that was, you know, a celebration and at the same time, like, now what? And cross your fingers that.
And when you were done with all of that, did they find any traces of cancer?
Nope.
Was it all gone?
It's all gone.
And you haven't had any?
I have not had any comeback. And I.
And how often are you checked now?
Yearly.
Okay.
Well, I was checked yearly. They said, actually, this, I just saw her in January. So she said, I'm clear now. So, you know, she said, I'd love to see you every year, but I hope I don't see you again. Oh. And that meant a lot. But so, and it's also the mindset. I'm not going to stand in, that space of, breast cancer. I want people to thrive and be warriors. And it's the same way with Daisy Camp. Jennifer took her experience and said, I don't want anyone to have to go through this again. I want to empower people. And I feel that it's the same way. If we stay in our that same space, it's just we don't grow. I'm not saying it's the cure, but I do believe that looking, it was a time for me to take care of myself.
Yeah.
I really learned that and that people would be okay.
Yes.
I had to let go of the reins a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was different for me. Very different.
Well, and I was going to ask that. So what were some of the mindsets that you were holding that you felt weren't serving you once this breast cancer hit? Like, how did you have to grow out of, you know, out of the box that you were in? So you were the caretaker. Yep. I'm assuming you were staying home or not staying
Both.
Home anymore.
But I had been home with the kids, and then I was working part time, and then I had to go into the job and find the right job so I could be available for my kids when they had their things.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's the mindset evolved. Like, I will be damned if I'm going to let this, after all, you know, this journey. I mean, it was all about that. For me, it was my kids. Mm-hmm. And that focus on wanting to be there
right.
for them. And I'm going to do everything that I can. And I wanted to be positive. And if I wasn't positive, I had in front of my kids, don't get me wrong, they saw me struggling. Mm-hmm. But I had go-to people that it had either been survivors or a nurse, or I'd been introduced that, you know, were connected somehow to lift me up, or I could say, you know, this is a really bad day. You know, mm-hmm. what do I do? Or how do I deal with this? You know,
yeah.
And that, it really helps.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately up to you.
Yeah. You choose.
You right? choose. You do. And I don't think I got that till yeah. I really, you know, really got it.
Well, and I think for me, sometimes it's more an avoidance of choice is also a choice.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. And that's one of my things, is like spreading the word about Daisy Camp, or spreading, please, you know, because of COVID or whatever has been going on in your life, don't say it's no big deal. Don't brush it off, because you matter. And there are people in your life that love you so much. And you know, and you can't go back.
Yes.
You know, you need to keep moving forward.
Yes. Yeah. We are always evolving. Right.
Right. And so that, I always look at the rear view mirror as sort of, it's small because it's the past, mm-hmm. and the front of the car window is the future. And that's where you need to stay looking. And that's why it's so small, is because it's in the past.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Whether it's there, good or bad.
But yeah, it's there, but it's not taking up
yeah.
anything in the front of us, any field of vision that is in front of us, right?
Yes. And I think that you also need to go, I think women are, I'm not going to take men out of it, but your intuition, your knowing that maybe you're going to take some of this well-being to a level that may not, they haven't shared with you. That's because at the end of the day, it's still a business. So I did look for acupuncture to help heal me. I did look for nutraceuticals, things that, you know, from the earth, aloe, mm-hmm. you know, pills, things that were of natural, mm-hmm. and looking at how to change my eating, mm-hmm. and realizing, because I was a 20-year-old, and I mean, I, you yeah. know, drank Diet Mountain yeah. Dew and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and yeah, and just to go back, you had kind of mentioned that earlier about, you know, Daisy Camp having that holistic approach, and how you do have to have a holistic approach if you're going to evolve into that next level. I mean, you have to think of your mental health, your physical health,
yes,
your financial health. And parenting.
And to keep talking. I mean, it just because they said, yay, you're all done, Lisa, congratulations. And you walk out the door. No. In fact, it was another new beginning. It was a,
yeah.
Now what?
Right. Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I now that this has happened? And who was I once I was divorced? I mean, I kept the last name because back then, you know, you wanted to have the same name as your kids for the school purposes, things like that.
Sure.
But I didn't know who, you know, again, that similar thing. I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. And so that was scary too.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost, and for some reason through this, I lost a lot of self-confidence again. And so really digging into ways to take care of me and reaching out and finding other people who have done different things to get the support, because there's so much out there. There is so much now out there, and you just have to ask. And now with the internet, I mean, my gosh, just put it in.
You know, exactly.
The resources are there. And if you don't find that resource, like Jennifer didn't have it, she had a Yellow Pages. I'm sure listeners don't even know what that is, but the Yellow Pages, I mean, she opened it up when she's getting divorced and she's like, who do I pick? How do I know? And she just picked one. Well, now, I mean, you can actually, if you don't, and so from that experience, she decided to create this, like, I don't want other people to have to go through this. And it's the same thing. If you're out there and you're not finding what you're looking for, then be that person to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just takes that one step and planting those little seeds, and you'll be surprised. I mean, I've been very surprised over the years, and now I'm in healthcare. I used to sell wine, and now I'm in healthcare, and I'm where I'm supposed to be. And if you had told me that 6 years ago, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It is. And if you would have told me when I was getting divorced that I would be over here caring about senior home health and that whole thing, I mean, I'm just, it's completely different. But it has, I think I had that turning point that was with breast cancer. It's like, wow, this is one go around. So you get to start over by it being a new day, but we don't get to say, oh, wait, you know, whatever your higher power is, God, or, you know, whatever, is that you can't, you know, there's no negotiating that, you know?
Yeah.
So, go for it. I mean, be that person to go from survivor, and what I like to say is that thriver, like you're thriving now. And it doesn't have to be big, you know?
Yeah. Do it in your own ways.
Own ways, yeah.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Thanks.
And you know, I feel like you already answered my last question. I know. I was going to ask you, you know, what listeners should take away from all this. And you just said it so beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, find your spark and use it to light something.
Yes. Even if it's just another person.
Yeah.
You know, because chances are they too, they needed it. You may not even know that they need it. Mm-hmm. We're more alike, I think, in this world than we're different.
Exactly.
You know?
Lovely.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
A beautiful experience. I'm so excited for people to listen to your story.
Thank you.
Just be reminded that it's going to be okay.
Yep.
We're going to have another life on the other side of all this.
Yes.
And it's going to be beautiful.
It is going to be beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for showing up today and investing a little time in yourself. If you found this episode helpful but would like to dive deeper, come over to www.daisycamp.org and check out our community resources. We also have recommended reading and upcoming events, both in person in the Minneapolis area and worldwide through our online webinars. Daisy Camp's board, staff, and speakers volunteer their time and are here to help you. Come on over and get involved. We'd love to have you join us. Thanks again, and keep listening.